Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
A man that we all know and love, Dr. Seuss, had this amazing quote: be who you are and say what you feel, because those that mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind. Simple and powerful. Be who you want to be, say what you want to say, wear what you want to wear, talk how you want to talk. Be your full 100% authentic self, and by doing so, you will identify the people that you want in your life, people that encourage you to be yourself, the people that encourage you to love yourself and to grow. Those are the people that you want in your inner circle. And those that truly love you, they're gonna show themselves in your life, because those are the people that are encouraging you to be yourself. They're encouraging you to love yourself. They're encouraging you to grow and become a better version of yourself. Those are the kind of people that you want in your life. Be who you are. Be who you want to be. Say what you want to say. Dress how you want to dress. Talk how you want to talk. Be your full 100% authentic self. And what does that mean if you do that? That means that you love yourself. You love yourself enough to be you. One of the most important lessons that I've learned in personal development is that Every single thing in this world is a reflection of what you feel on the inside. When you look at yourself in the mirror, when you look at that person staring across right back at you, do you love that person? Because if you love that person, if you look at that person, you see that reflection, you feel love, that same level of love is going to be reflected in every single person that you see and every single thing that you see. That means that if you walk up to a complete stranger, you are going to feel love for that person. You're going to want them to have a better life. That means your worst enemies, that means every single person, animal, plant, tree, everything that you encounter, you are going to feel love towards that. Because that's all you know. That's all you desire in your life is love. Now, you might be asking yourself, how do I build that level of love in myself? And throughout my whole personal development journey, it has come down to one word that has summed all that up: integrity. Now, integrity is defined as the quality of being honest and having strong morals and principles. So it's something that we have to do. We have to ask ourselves the question. We have to have that honest conversation with ourselves, and we have to say, this is where I'm at right now in my life. This is the place that I want to be. These are the things that I want to do. And it's not just enough to know that you have to make those decisions. You have to take action. You have to take action to make those changes in your lives. And when you do that, when you combine knowing what your true belief systems are, your morals and principles, and you have those honest conversations with yourself, and you love yourselves, you have freedom. You have the freedom to walk around this entire world unjudged. A lot of us don't know that we're not free. There are some people out there that are actually allowing the thoughts and opinions of others to dictate how they live their lives. How ridiculous is that? When you 100% love yourself and you know where you want to go in your life, the sky is the limit. You are literally limitless as far as your potential is concerned. And who would not want to be their greatest self? Who would not want to see that for themselves if you really loved yourself? Every single one of us wants to have happiness and inner peace. And what Dr. Seuss is trying to point out is that if you want to be free, if you want to roam this world completely free, no anxiety, no stress, no thoughts of judgment, this is your life. This is your life, and you only get one chance. There's no reset button. So live your life for you. Pursue happiness. Pursue success. Pursue greatness. Pursue it with every single fiber of your being. Because guess what? You deserve it. You deserve that love. You deserve that inner peace. You deserve that happiness. So chase it.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
I believe it's important that we are always fully ourselves, even if it means we don't fit in with other people, because when we are not truly ourselves, it's impossible for us to be happy. It's impossible for us to be fulfilled. So when you're hanging with people that you really don't fit with and you get that feeling deep down, that's your inner self telling you you're not comfortable, which means you're not happy. So it's super important that we are always, always fully ourselves. Be true to you.
See, no one can tell you what a successful life is. No one can tell you what a great life is. And no one can tell you how to be happy or what you should or shouldn't be doing with your life. No one can. Because you are unique. What success is for another may not be success for you. What a great life is for another may not be so great for you. What lights up another may dim your light. The only way you can be happy in this life, the only way you can be successful, is if you be you. Now listen, the only way to get the most out of this life is to follow your own path. To follow your intuition, to listen to your own heart. That's where the answers are. The answer to every question you need the answer for. So many people are unhappy in this world because they are living lives they don't want to live. So they can fit in, or maybe someone completely different from them gave them advice on how they should be living. You are unique. You must follow your unique path. Be yourself. Now, this doesn't mean there isn't useful information out there. There's so many great teachers to learn from. It simply means you only take what resonates with you. What you know will work for you. Get out of your head and get into your heart. Do the things that make you light up. Do the things that make you forget to check your phone. And more things that make you smile. And more things that make you laugh like a little kid. More of the things that make you proud to be you. Be brave. You only get one shot at this life. One opportunity to live fully. One opportunity to create some magic. It's okay to say no sometimes. To say no with passion, with authentic certainty, because you know what is best for you. Not everyone will get it. That's okay. The right people will walk the path with you, and most won't even be able to resist it, because someone who is genuinely and who is authentically loving life, doing exactly what they want to do, that person is infectious. Real passion is infectious. Wake up with passion every day. Wake up every single day and be no one but fully 100% you.
The happiest people don't have the best of everything. They make the best of everything. The happiest people don't always have the greatest financial wealth. They always have the greatest spiritual wealth. The happiest people don't always live in the best suburbs. They always live in the best states. Happiness is a mindset. Happiness is something we all can have, because real happiness is never found outside of us. It is not found in possessions or wealth. Happiness is always and only found within us. It is a state of mind. They say happiness is the highest level of success. That couldn't be more true, because everything we do is because we want happiness. The chasing of financial wealth is only because we think we would be happier and more people love us if we had the significance of being wealthy. The chasing of relationships is only because we think we would be happier if we had the ideal partner. Sure, there's nothing wrong with these things, but nothing can compare to genuine happiness. Nothing can compare to the inner peace you feel when you need nothing. The irony is, when you get to the place where you need nothing externally, you attract those great things into your life. The magic is, when you are happy, you attract more happy. Everything doesn't fall into place, and then you become happy. You find happiness and peace first, then everything falls into place. You can never control the events of life, but you can always control your response to it. You can always control your emotions. You can always control the meaning you give to each situation. Be the good you wish to see in your own life. Let it flow out of you first, and then it will flow back to you. Never forget, your greatest measure of success will always be the level of happiness you feel consistently. Not money, not cars, not things, happiness. How happy are you on a consistent basis? Happiness will come like anything else. It will come if you practice it. One small positive thought in the morning can change your whole day. Start your day off with positivity. Fill your day with positivity. Spend time in gratitude. Make an effort to lift others. Be kind for no reason. Nothing makes you happier than lifting others up. Happiness comes when you have a positive expectation for your future. You've let go of your past, and your intention is to live fully in this powerful present moment, to make the most of this day. Always remember this: nothing is worth it if it does not make you happy. One day you'll be gone. Nothing you're stressing over will matter in the end. Be free from fear, worry, and doubt. The only thing that matters is your inner peace, your inner happiness. So smile big, dream big, get grateful for the magic in your life, and not only expect more to come, but when challenges come up, expect to handle them with courage, strength, and a powerful smile.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
It seems these days, less and less people take responsibility for their life. It seems less and less people master their emotions. They don't run their life. They allow life to run them. Their problems are blamed on everyone and everything, but they never take responsibility for their own life. Most importantly, they never take responsibility for how they feel. Does life happen to you, or does life happen for you? The answer you give that question will shape your life. Do you believe everything happens for a reason that benefits you in some way? Or do you believe life is hard and you are at the mercy of a little thing called luck? What if every painful experience in your life was actually sent to benefit you? To make you stronger. To make you wiser. To make you better. What if the challenge you are facing was sent to make you stronger? What if the difficult person was actually sent to teach you something? Compassion, patience, a reminder of how not to treat people. What if the loss you experienced was sent to make you appreciate life more? The way we feel about everything in our life is our life.
The truth is, every human being decides how they are going to live their life. Because we all decide what meaning we give to each and every moment in our lives. We do not decide what shows up, but we do decide how we show up. We do not decide the circumstances that arrive each day, but we absolutely decide how we are going to react to each circumstance. There's no such thing as actual reality. There's only our perception of reality. Think about that. There is no such thing as reality. There is only your version of it. If you think about anything or any event, your version of it or your opinion of it will be completely different to many other people. Two people could attend the same event, see the same things, speak to the same people, and leave with absolutely opposite thoughts about that event. If they liked the people they spoke to, if they enjoyed the event, how could this be? It was the same event. It's an interpretation. The meaning both people gave the event is different. That meaning is based on a life of conditioning, a life of absorbing others' opinions and their forming our own. But the point is, we decide that meaning. Bob Marley said, some people dance in the rain, others just get wet. The same is true for everything in life. Some people drudge through life. They get by. Others live life. They make the most of it. They appreciate the little things, which makes a huge difference in their lives. But don't worry about what other people do. What do you do? Do you appreciate all the good in your life? Do you look for the good each day? Do you wake up expecting great things to come every day? Do you feel compassion when someone is acting in a way that is not to your standards? Do you believe every tough moment in your life was sent to make you stronger and in some way improve your life?
Every meaning you give to everything in your life makes your life. Choose empowering meanings, because the better your meanings, the better your life. The stronger your meanings, the stronger your life.
It's our decisions, not our conditions, that control our lives and our destiny.
Next time you're feeling low, ask yourself these questions. 1. What can I be grateful for today? What is good in my life right now? Write down 3 things. Write them down. Don't just think about them. The process of feeling what you're grateful for, then physically writing it down, is so much more powerful than just thinking about it. You could be grateful for a person in your life. You might be thankful you have your health. When so many around the world are suffering from excruciating physical pain, You might be happy to have your limbs and full body function, when many others aren't so lucky. You might be happy you live in your amazing country, when others are suffering through war and terrible events. You might be thankful for some great qualities you do have. You know, kindness, compassion toward others, understanding. You might be grateful you're now feeling low right now, because that means something must change in your life. And change can be the greatest time to reinvent yourself, to start fresh, and create your best ever life, your best ever feeling state. 2. Ask yourself, what have I done in the past day, week, month, or year that I enjoyed? List a few things. Whatever you can think of that made you feel alive in the past year. Whatever made you feel happy. Whatever you did that made time stop. List those things and commit to finding time to do more of that. Don't tie this to people. You're not dependent on another person to make you happy. You generate your happiness, and if you think it came from another person, you're wrong. It came from you and the idea you had that you needed the other person to complete your life. You don't. You only need to change your perception. 3. Ask yourself, what have I read or learned in the last day, week, month, or year that was positive? What have I done that lifted my spirits and helped me develop my mental strength? Learning is growing. All successful people, and by successful, we always mean successfully happy, content, and fulfilled people. They all know that reading, listening, and learning to positive and self-development material is essential to a well-lived life. Not just every now and then. Not when you can squeeze it into your busy schedule. Every single day. What could be more important than you feel good? There's nothing. And if you're one of the many who throw around the time excuse, that doesn't roll here. The busiest people on earth find time for self-growth because they understand the fact that a better you is better for all those around you. When you make time to fill yourself up first, you have more quality time for all the people and tasks in your life. When you feel better, you do better. Your family and friends would much rather have you a little less, but fully there in presence, a you that is happy and vibrant, rather than you there around the clock, but always someplace else in your mind, always thinking about the next insignificant task that needs to be done. Society can easily drag us back into the normal world of stress, overthinking, comparison to others, and forgetting the beauty of life. If you want a better life than most, a happier life, you must commit to do what most don't, and that is find time to work on you every day. It needs only be 10 to 15 minutes a day. Everyone can find that time. Sleep 15 minutes less if you have to. Get up. Get grateful. Get in sync with who you want to be. Get some goals. Ask yourself what you want out of life. Picture the person you want to be. Never forget, a better you is better for everyone around you.